Coming to you live from high atop Wholesaler Mastermind World Headquarters in Newport Beach. This is Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Yes, we're back again. Did you know you can find Wholesaler Masterminds Radio at iTunes? That's right. Just go to iTunes, put in Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, or click the link over on the website, and you can get instant updates every time we do a new interview like this one here today. Do you know the name Susan Rowan? Susan Rowan wrote one of the most popular books about socializing called How to Work a Room. And she is the mingling maven. Now, wholesalers, I know if you're like me, you know, as good as you are at the whole sales process, as good as you are at identifying your MQ, your memorability quotient, standing out from the sea of sameness when you meet a broker, maybe when you walk into that social setting at that larger conference function, at that larger seminar function, you're not as comfortable. And that's why I asked Susan to join us today. You see, she's a leading authority and the original expert on how to work a room. She's got best-selling books and interactive presentations. She's done media interviews across the globe. In fact, she's been on CNN and CNBC and ABC and USA Today and Newsweek, and she's a recognized expert. Susan Rowan, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It is so nice to be here, Rob.
I was looking at your site, and I saw something that I kind of gravitated to. You have a quiz, and quizzes are always fun. Now, I know you're writing a story for the upcoming I Carry the Bag winner issue, and we're going to do a deep dive on this whole notion of how to work a room and do it efficiently and effectively and maximize your business from it. But we're not going to talk about that today because we want people to subscribe to the magazine. But we're going to talk about schmooze quotient. What in the heck is schmooze quotient?
Well, it's how you converse and how well you converse and how much you get out there and make the effort to meet the people and follow it up with a conversation rather than just collecting a card.
All right. So let's talk about a few of these. Our guys don't necessarily have time for us to sit here for an hour, which I know we could do. So we're gonna put this in a bite-sized chunk. Now, your first question says, this is right on the money. At a company-sponsored seminar, you see your client standing alone. Wholesalers, the choice is here. And if you want to take this quiz, we'll give you the URL. Your client's standing alone. You have three choices here. Do you stand with your colleagues and keep talking? Because, of course, you can't work all the time. Do you wave hello to that client? After all, that client may prefer to be alone. Or do you walk over to greet your client and engage them in conversation? Susan, what do you say?
Well, I say if you think you do anything but see, you really aren't the masterful mingler, socializer, salesperson you ought to be. Because greeting the client who's standing alone and who might be one of those 90% shy that so many of us are at an event, and making them feel comfortable is the perfect opportunity to engage, you know, just really connect with a person because you will have relieved them from the anonymity of standing alone.
You just said something that was fascinating to me, 90% shy.
Yep. According to research that was done at the Stanford Shyness Clinic and carried out in some other clinics throughout the country, originally it was 80% in the 1980s, and it jumped to in 2000 to over 90% of American adults self-identify as shy. Honestly, Rob, there are people who we think, oh my God, aren't they out there, gregarious, you know? But they think of themselves as shy because walking into these rooms, starting a conversation is daunting. So here's what we always have to remember is that we are thinking about other people's discomfort. And the more we make other people comfortable with us, the more successful we are in business.
You know, I'm thinking we live in this wholesaling community in such a gregarious world. I mean, wholesalers are paid and their DNA is constructed and analyzed to be those individuals that more times than not enjoy being on the front edge of being recognized, being the life of the party, speaking at seminars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll bet you wholesalers, if you look at yourself in the mirror, maybe as you're listening to this, maybe you're like me, and again, not always the most comfortable until you warm up when you're in that social setting in the room. 90%, that's a rather fascinating.
It goes back to what we said. You know, you warm up, but how you warm up is you can stay with your colleagues the whole time, and that would pretty much make it a wasted effort. But you take a client who's standing alone and greet them, and they get warmed up, you get more warmed up, you maybe introduce them to someone else, and then conversation flows, and it makes it easier to continue on. And in terms of what you said, in the sea of sameness, you've stood out.
I love this question, because this is so spot on, wholesalers. Your company has a private box for the city's pennant-winning baseball team. You have the opportunity to invite clients or prospects. Sound familiar, wholesaler? You A, take a clue from your guests who just seem to be enjoying the game. B, invite several people and take advantage of breaks in the action to do a little business. C, admit that you're not a sports fan and leave this to others. Susan, what say you?
Well, it depends on the sport, and I would probably and sometimes like to say C, but if we're really being savvy, you know, schmooze experts, what you do is that either A or B or a combination of both. You take a clue from people, that is for sure, but really you take advantage of the breaks in the action. By the way, when people are staring at the field because something fabulous is going on, or at the court because something fabulous is going on, this is not the time to interrupt them with conversation. So you have to really take a clue, but you invite people into some of the action and the reaction. You've got the most amazing common conversation at your fingertips. It should be easy to build on it. And that's what you do. You invite the people.
Sometimes at those social events that are framed around sporting events, it can be a difficult choice. It can be a difficult choice to decide, you know, should we just leave it to, you know, beer, hot dogs, frivolity, bonding, you know, I'll leverage this later, or shall I dig in and try to extract a few business nuggets as I can? I think it's a difficult decision.
It's a difficult decision, and this isn't the time that you sell, sell, sell. This is the time that you build, 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 rapport, rapport, rapport. But a little, as we say, the little prepositional phrase that you can fit in appropriately is perfect. If it sounds that we are really overselling when people are there to enjoy the game and they've got a hot dog in one hand and a beer in another, really they're not going to be too focused. But just give them that little tweak to think about, but not overwhelm them. But also, that goes back to this one. You still have to be enjoying the game. By the way, if I go go to the San Francisco 49er game where I live, and I don't look like I'm involved, I look like a wet blanket.
That's
not what you want to do around your clients.
That is so true. We got one more I want to discuss with you, but before we do, wholesalers, I carry the bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. Do you see the kind of content that we're lining up for you to be able to read about? Nobody does this. No publication on the planet brings you the kind of expertise that is fitted directly to our business. So go out to iCarryTheBag.com, iCarryTheBag.com. There's a special out there. If you subscribe, you can get your internal wholesaler, the digital edition. And, of course, you can get all this content on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. So go out there and subscribe, will you please? All right, I got one more that I want to ask you about because this is always tricky. It's that confluence of personal melding and bleeding over into business. Your customer invites you to attend a community event he's sponsoring. So, A, you plan to attend and leave early since you won't be noticed in the crowd. B, ask if it's appropriate to bring a friend to keep you company. C, decline politely, saying you're previously engaged. Susan, how do we navigate that bleeding over of what now is business/pleasure at an event that the client's sponsoring? What do we do here?
What we do is, A, we RSVP, and we definitely go, because that community event could be a fundraiser for a favorite pet project that you would want to be at. Why? Because their other colleagues will be there, and you never know who else you may meet by virtually being at that event. That's number one. And if they're doing business with you, part of the obligation is you show up at their favorite project. If you feel that you need to have someone with you, very often we're invited with spouses or significant others, but if you'd like to bring a friend, that's really okay to ask, because if there was a spouse involved, you know, you'd be considered that you were invited with a plus one. I wouldn't want to say yes and then leave early, because when you leave early, it's as if you're saying right out there, oh, this was an obligation, I'm here, I'm gone, you're not that important. You know, we have to, sometimes we say things without one word.
Isn't that true? Absolutely. It's always a tough decision. It's always a tough decision when wholesalers, you know that you are, you know, invited into a rep's world in something other than business. You know, a lot of discussions I have at Wholesaler Mastermind Coaching with clients is about how do they navigate the waters between all business and pleasure, and where do those things begin to bleed over? You know, Susan and I were having a conversation about social media, and I know that most wholesalers have a personal Facebook page, but they reserve it for that, right? Because regulatorily, it's too much of a pain in the butt to do anything but reserve it for that. But, you know, how do you bleed over? Do you actually let a broker come with you onto Facebook so you can begin to expose yourself, quote-unquote, in that manner? Susan, there's so much complexity to this topic, and I wish we had more time to devote to it, but I'm so grateful that you took a couple of minutes out as the mingling maven to give us some insights into how to improve our schmooze quotient, and we really look forward to reading a deeper dive on how to properly work a room most effectively for business when you write for us coming up.
Oh, thank you so much, Rob. This has been a pleasure. I mean, revisiting my schmooze quotient quiz makes me want to schmooze better.
Well, we thank you once again. Wholesalers, go out and get iCarry the bag and come back next time for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.